Howdy doody.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
That moment you're sitting here reading the paper and you have to do a double take. I was reading this headline in the Wall Street Journal just now. It says, Judy Garland laid to rest in Hollywood. I'm like, damn. Thought she was already dead.
Scott Parks.
What?
She is dead.
She's been dead for 50 years.
Why are they relaying her to rest?
And they moved her to a mausoleum named after her or something. But I was like, what? Judy Garland died again?
That's pretty weird.
So I digress. I beg your pardon.
You do. I've got three random stories that sort of all connect together. It's like weird products.
Lay it on me.
One of them is a new swimsuit for women. That
I saw it!
It's a hairy chest of a man. And it's like,
disgusting.
It's a one-piece swimsuit and it makes you look like you're a dude's hairy chest. It's
We're going to put this on the KMBZ Facebook page right now. Because not only that, but Kara, look down.
Yeah.
Further down.
Yeah.
It is a one-piece women's swimsuit.
All of it is covered in hair.
All of it is covered. It, you know, it's flesh-colored as it is. So you look like an overweight, hairy, gross
dude.
Guy.
Like German Putzfrau or something.
But then, did you notice as the suit goes further down, I don't know what's going on down there.
It looks,
it's so disgusting. But then I was like, I posted it because I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Let's be honest. There are some portions of the swimsuit that look like a 1970s Playboy centerfold.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's not an inaccurate
really
statement.
Gross.
Second product.
There's not
for
a
you.
Lot of trimming that's going on.
No, or more waxing or
landscaping.
Anything else.
Yeah. Yes.
Manscaping, even.
Yeah.
Second product. I saw this on the Johnson County Swap and Shop this weekend. Cracked me up.
Oh, God.
A post went viral. A woman was selling regular water or ice water.
On Johnson County
on
Swap
Johnson
and Shop.
On Johnson County Swap and Shop.
No.
It was a total joke. But people...
Yeah, but
130 plus comments when I checked last. Like, people were eating this stuff up and they wanted how many ounces were in this. What are its measurements?
Yes.
Like,
what are its ingredients?
Yes.
But am
loved
I
it.
The only one, and I struggle with making fun of this because I if there's a legitimate reason to put these items on those Swap and Shop sites, then I feel guilty. However, have you noticed some of the ridiculous items?
You can buy anything.
Like bra, used and stained, $1 pickup in Olathe.
Well, no, I heard you chicks are like really particular about your bras.
But Scott... I've always said this. Who thinks someone's going to get in their car and drive to Olathe to buy your nasty, gross, stanky undergarment for a dollar?
I would not.
But then I think, like, okay, what if that person really needs money
exactly.
and they are literally selling everything in their house that they can see for money? Because every once in a while it'd be like, one plate, chipped, $2. Lenexa. I'm like, why wouldn't you just throw it out? Right?
I don't know.
Dana, you never know.
You
the
don't.
Financial.
Because the water to me makes more sense than the underwear.
Right.
Like, people will put underwear on that site, and I'm like, why? Like, why? What? Why? Why?
No.
Anyway. So, yes, if it's for a financial dire reason, then I am more understanding. But sometimes I think people are just too lazy to recycle
throw stuff out. Yeah.
Or throw stuff out.
Yeah,
or just take it down to Goodwill.
Some of this stuff, Scott, Goodwill would take one look and go, yeah, no.
Even the Pope folk ain't going to wear that.
Right. No.
Give it up.
So what's your other one?
Okay.
You said you had three.
Yeah, the last one is this really awesome Samsung truck that they're doing. Have you seen this thing?
Yes.
Okay, so it's got a little camera on the front.
Everybody calm down.
They're calling it safety truck. And it's for those two-lane roads where you have to pass the semis.
Yep.
And so there's a camera.
We call those county roads.
There's a camera on the front of the truck. And on the back of the truck, there's a gigantic
screen.
And it broadcasts what's coming up in front of the truck. So you can pass safely.
So, Scott, picture this. You're stuck behind the semi on a two-lane road.
Okay.
You cannot see to get around.
Okay.
Well, what's on the back of that semi is the view
of what's
of
in,
what's
front,
in
of it.
Front of it. It's creepy, but it's the greatest idea.
Why don't you just go to the left a little bit and just take a little look?
Because I don't like doing the peeky weeky on the two lane.
Because what happens if there's a car
when
right there?
The
and then
last
you go
time you were
over?
On a two lane county road.
It's been
when you were 10?
No, because my, well, I mean, you know that Farmer's Turnpike in between Lawrence and Topeka, and you always get stuck behind a tractor. God love the farmer. And then you've got those cars like, okay, can I make it? Frogger style. Mm-hmm. Can I make it around him and get around him in time before we have a head-on deadly collision?
And?
I had to stop taking it in college. My parents would not let me be on the Farmer's Turnpike.
No. It reminds me, there are two. It doesn't exist anymore, but 59 Highway between Ottawa and Lawrence used to be just two. Oh, my God. My first job at this little radio station down in Ottawa, and we were still living in Lawrence. Did I tell you about this?
Mm-mm.
Every morning, I had to be there at 5 a.m. Well, of course, it was at 5 a.m. if it was in the morning. Every morning, I had to be there at 5. Idiot. But so I would leave at like 4 o'clock from my, 4:15 from my apartment in Lawrence. But, you know, I'm young and not used to getting up at god awful 3:30 in the morning.
Right.
There were times I'm driving down 59 Highway between Lawrence and Ottawa, which is one lane in each direction.
Ugh.
Do you remember the old Tom and Jerry cartoons where Tom is so tired he's putting a toothpick?
Yes, yes.
I can still remember listening to Van Halen's Balance CD on full blast with the windows down in the dead of winter,
mm-hmm.
with my fingers holding my eyelids open so that I won't close them.
Can you sleep with your eyes open?
A fish can.
Well, I know, but I'm being serious. Is it possible to sleep with your eyes open? Or are we manufactured so that that just doesn't work that way?
I don't, unless you have like non-24, I don't think so. But then again,
remember that old ad? If you suffer from non-24.
Yeah, nobody does.
Call now.
And they must get a grant from the government or something.
They must, because that was the weirdest ad we've ever run on this station.
Because, yeah. I mean, first of all, you have to be blind.
Well, it was catered towards blind people.
And you have to be a blind person who can't sleep. So,
kind
I mean,
difficult.
What's the target market on that commercial? Maybe 0.01% of any listening audience? If you're blind and can't sleep, you suffer from a...
Non-24. I just remember that guy. And then people would write it on the text line making fun of the ad. And I'm like, well, there must be someone out there with it.
Exactly.
The other one,
and don't you feel bad for them?
The other one that's really bad is 59 used to be, but they made it two lanes in each direction. And I haven't been on it forever. 2440 over by Tonganoxie between Tongan. There's a
small. What if you have 924 on 2440?
It's non-24. Non.
My mind is blown right now.
Okay.
That didn't even make sense.
Sergeant, it looks like we have a 924 here on 2440.
No, it's non-24.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. It's the dumbest name for a disorder. What do you got?
Non-24.
Parkinson's. What do you got? Non-24. Huh? Who has non-24?
Apparently a blind person who can't sleep. We just went over this.
But if I'm not trying to be rude, but if you can't see, why is it so hard to fall asleep? It's not like the light's keeping you up.
Non-24 is a circadian rhythm disorder. Hey, there's no way we can pull up that old ad, is it?
No.
Your circadian rhythms are controlled by your master body clock and tell you when to sleep, when to wake, when to eat, among other things. And most people, the clock runs slightly longer than 24 hours. In non-24, it's all jumbled. And then here's on Google. Do you have to be blind to suffer from non-24?
Yes!
No! While non-24 is believed to affect over half of all totally blind individuals, it does affect some sighted people as well.
Huh. Also from the text line, I sleep with my eyes open. Sometimes it freaks the wife out.
No. Oh. I don't think it's possible to do that. It's like sneezing with your eyes open. Do you know you can't do that either?
Why, Dana? Because your eyes are going to pop out of your head?
No. Have you ever tried to sneeze with your eyes open? You cannot do it.
Or are you going to tell me that my eyes are going to pop out of my head?
No. You just can't do it.
You ever tried to lick your own elbow?
Jeez.
I can't do that either.
You know why?
Why?
Because no one can.
You don't know that.
Rod, can you lick your own elbow?
What's his name from Kiss with that disgusting tongue? Gene he can't Simmons? Lick his elbow? I bet he can.
Somebody says, I'm a night nurse. People sleep with their eyes open all the time.
Ew,
it is
gross.
Creepy. It is creepy.
All right. If you Google, can you sneeze? The first thing that pops up is with your eyes open. It is possible for some people to sneeze with their eyes open.
Well, there goes some more misinformation from
God. What did we do before Google? Okay, there's a YouTube video of a woman sneezing with her eyes open. She can do it. I'm posting this right now. Really? I bet she's a fake sneezer.
Somebody says, I sleep with one eye open, holding my pillow tight. Driving with it together. Is it Jay Edwards or Major Miles?
Major's dealing with a power outage where he is. So that's why I stepped in here this afternoon. Glad to be with you, though. I'll tell you what, 435, not...
Email marketing is an inexpensive way to communicate to your customers. Something different will help you reach your goals and audience. Like everything else in life with a hill of beans, email marketing takes effort. Put the right team in charge of your email marketing. Put something different in charge of your email marketing. Your brand is worth it. Call Something Different now to talk about your business, your goals, and how we can use the internet to grow your business. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. The bankers don't say why they deny loans. At least Shelton Ross says they never told him. So figure this one out, he says. The Ross family credit is decent. They have capital saved up. Their business plans to open a second, maybe even a third, Steak'em Take'em Philly cheesesteak restaurant were based on the profitable success of the original restaurant. Says Mr. Ross, I showed them what we were expecting to make, showed them our potential, and we were still turned down. It may be notable that restaurant number one is at 77th and Troost. The second opened in 2014 at 87th and Blue Ridge. The third is under construction at 31st and Hardesty. Their stores are in some of the mostly low-income, high-minority neighborhoods that Kansas City leaders complain are struggling for lending support. Quoting here from John Wood, director of the Neighborhoods and Housing Services, there needs to be a change in the environment and in the perception with the banks. Many startup or expanding businesses in underbanked neighborhoods are turning to alternative lenders like the nonprofit community development financial institution AltCap in Kansas City. AltCap is giving many of those rejected companies opportunity to grow, and the city wants traditional banks to take notice. Says Mr. Wood, the ultimate goal is that anyone willing and able to borrow money can do so on their own merit. Ross said he's willing, he's able. If anyone had asked him, the 38-year-old might have told them how during school years he and his brothers worked summers in the restaurant for their father. He could tell them about when he was a 19-year-old student at the University of Arizona, he and a football teammate recorded each other talking about their dreams one night, and Ross imagined what he'd do with Steak'em Take'em and the money that they would make. Now, in fairness, banks are not required to loan anybody money.
Here's the other in fairness. Restaurants and their success rates
are bad.
Are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look it up.
I think it's 90% failure.
I've always heard 90, but I want to make sure that's true.
So what do you do? I mean, you're trying. We always talk about job opportunity in the inner city of Kansas City.
It's commonly said it's 90 to 95% fail rate in the first year, but according to a recent study, it's 59% in 3 years.
So it's a tough market.
It is a very tough market. So I wonder if this same person had gone to the bank and said, we don't want to open a restaurant, we want to open a clothing boutique, if their response would have been better. I'm just throwing that out there.
And it's a tough nut to crack, because we always hear people say, you know, the inner city's not going to turn around unless the jobs are there. Mm-hmm. And then you have somebody like Shelton Ross, who's trying to bring businesses, presumably, into, or jobs, into the inner city, but he claims the banks are saying, no, it's too risky. Now, you can't blame the banks per se, because they ultimately are looking at this on a risk versus reward kind of a basis.
Sure.
And if the risk is there, but the reward is not, then what's their impetus to get involved? And to say, Mr. Ross, absolutely, stake him and take him has done really well at 77th and Troost. We're going to bankroll your new restaurant at 31st and Hardesty, even though it is in one of the more shady neighborhoods of Kansas City, even though there is a huge risk for us.
Then why finance fast food restaurants in the inner city? God knows there are plenty of them.
Well, I would bet that most fast food restaurants, like a McDonald's or a Wendy's, and you'll find a Wendy's at, for example, I-70 and 15th Street, right off the highway. I would imagine most of those restaurants, especially if they're building in the inner city, I don't know this for a fact, bankroll themselves. They've got enough cash reserve that they can say, you know, screw the bank. We don't need the bank.
But someone still has to buy the franchise or buy in to place it there, do they not?
Well, theoretically, yes. I mean, you have a franchisee, but not always. I mean, not every restaurant is a franchisee. 576-7798. Will in South Kansas City. Hello, Will.
Hey, Scott and Dana. How you guys doing?
Hi.
Doing well. Good to hear your voice again, my friend.
Hey, guys, let me tell you something. I deal with this every day, man, 14 hours a day. And, Scott, as you know, I own a financial services company, and we're on 18th and Vine. We're right in the heart of the black community or the inner city or whatever you want to call it, okay? And let me tell you something, guys. I have walked in the bank with a minority business plan and it was perfectly fine. I mean, what we do is we work on making sure that these folks are bankable. We make sure they have their P&Ls, their taxes, everything done like a regular business we require them to do, okay? Mm-hmm. And we walk into a bank, and I've had these guys sit down across the conference room table and tell me, where are you located? And I tell them, we're not lending in that area. It used to be...
We're not lending in that area.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they're not even shy about it anymore. Guys, I've been doing this for about over 30 years, and it used to be, well, we won't do it because of your taxes or whatever. So I've gotten over that, and so I've been able to make sure that my clients are ready and prepared for that type of response. And I'm going to tell you right now, they don't care anymore. They just flat out tell you if you're from 63rd Street down to 12th Street on Prospect over the Troost, oh, we're not lending in that area. And they will say it. And then I bring up, and then I'll have a client up in Zona Rosa or Legends, and I talk about the failures up there, and it's just like, okay, we don't, you know, they just ignore that.
All right, Will. Good to get you in, my friend. 576-7798. How do you fix the inner city if all these people that want to start a business can't get the money to start the business? What's first, the chicken or the egg? 576-7798.
Need business cards? Something different will print you 1,000 full-color cards for only $35. That's right, only $35. 100 DVDs or CDs duplicated for only $75. Visit Something Different at 1622 Westford Road. Call us at 816-753-8000 or visit us online at somethingdifferent.com.
The jury is now deliberating the fate of comedian Bill Cosby, who has been on trial. If you've missed the news, it was easy to miss it to some extent because of all the things going on with Trump and Comey and everything like that. But he has been on trial for the last couple of weeks his attorneys, what'd you say was a 4-minute closing argument? That's
like
it?
Nothing. You know what his attorneys are doing? And honestly, I don't recall how much of the prior...
You think they're trying to set up a mistrial?
Well, here's what I think they're doing. The less we say, the better.
Okay.
Because remember, Cosby did one deposition and said, well, yeah, I gave her Quaaludes. You know, they don't want to put that Cosby on the stand. They want those jurors to remember him as America's dad and think that he could not possibly be a serial rapist. And so I think the less they say, the better. The state has to prove its case. Mm. And so let's not put him up there. This is a he said now versus she said. The attorney did say this was consensual nature.
They made that argument. That's right.
And as you know, Scott, how do you prove that? How do you prove
it? It's hard.
It's very, very difficult for any prosecutor to prove that. And so it's going to be interesting to see if that road works for them.
Now
because I think if you put him up there, they'll start asking him about his past and his behaviors, and then who knows what.
Well, no, as a lawyer, it would be a mistake to put him up there, especially if he's under oath. But am I mistaken? He's been accused by dozens of women.
Yes.
But this was the only one that somehow fit within the statute of limitations that they could get him on?
That's my understanding.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So we are waiting to hear back from the jury. I would imagine it being now 6:41 in Philadelphia that they're probably not going to return a verdict tonight, but who knows? Who knows? But it is an incredible fall from grace that we have seen with somebody that, you know, for those of us who are in our 40s, growing up was iconic. Was... probably, if you would ask somebody in, say, 1985 or 86, who's the most trusted man in America? It wasn't Ronald Reagan. It's probably Bill Cosby. This was a man who had the number one show for most of the 80s. He was untouchable. And here we are, potentially, innocent until proven guilty, of course, about to watch this man walk out of a courtroom in handcuffs at the age of, what, 76, 78?
It will be a stunning fall from grace.
It already is.
But I don't know what other option we have here. But there are too many women, Scott.
But I agree. And early on, and I will offer an apology if that's necessary. Early on, when the first batch of women were coming out, I was a little slow, and I said, no, you know, these are just women jumping on the bandwagon. There is way too much smoke for there not to be a fire now. Just way too much. And then you learn that in his depositions, he admitted to giving women Quaaludes. And
like it was no big deal.
Yeah. Somebody says the women did not come out when it happened. Throw this whole thing out of court.
One of the girls was a child. One of the girls is young, very, very young. Mm. One of the allegations is from a young girl. And I believe that is the case, or one of the cases, that is allowed to move forward.
Okay, but this one, somebody writes in, she's a lesbian and was in a relationship. To me, that proves it was not consensual.
Because a lesbian can't be raped? Oh, they're saying yes. Okay.
They're saying it was not consensual.
Thank you.
She was a lesbian and already in a committed relationship. Therefore, he had to have drugged her. Whether any of that's true or not, I have absolutely no idea. Somebody says, how do they even find 12 people for a jury for this case? My God, who doesn't know about it at this point? There's an interesting question. This idea of a jury by your peers, which I've always had an issue with, and I understand, well, Scott, it's constitutional. You have a right to face your accuser, right to a judge, right to a trial by your peers. I understand. But it's always been a little bit, because you end up with cases where you know
right,
that the person is either guilty or innocent. More often than not, you know they have to be guilty. And they end up walking. Casey Anthony, O.J. Simpson.
Sure.
Where you knew. But what did many people on the jury in the O.J. case say? We were trying to send a message. A message, by the way, delivered from the throats of two innocent people.
The mother of the victim in this case, though, Scott, and you're going to say alleged victim.
Alleged victim, yes.
Recorded a phone call with Cosby. She recorded it. Now, the first phone call is the call where he supposedly apologized, said I was a sick man and I apologized for my behavior. There is no recording of that call. But the mother recorded a second call after this alleged attack. And in that call, he avoided any discussion about the incident, but instead suggested he would be willing to pay for the daughter to attend graduate school. Now, does that sound like an innocent man? If she's calling to talk to him about rape and he avoids the conversation but says, I would be willing to pay for graduate school. If you were being falsely accused of something, what would you say?
I would say you have the wrong man.
You would be screaming in that phone, I'm hanging up, I'm calling a lawyer, you're trying to extort me. You wouldn't offer to pay for graduate school. Give me a break.
Somebody says on the text line, Cosby will always be innocent in my mind. Because I think sometimes we struggle with separating the actor from the character. And for a lot of people, and it's hard for me too, he's always going to be Heathcliff Huxtable. Always. And it does bother me. I will say this. Because I actually feel sorry for the other people in the cast that they've taken that show off television.
Oh, I know.
It is still even though he is not, or at least allegedly not, it is still a wholesome show with a good message. And if we were to take every show off TV by anybody who's ever done wrong, there would be a lot of shows that are getting yanked off television right now.
He's accused of being a serial rapist. That's different.
I understand.
That's different than someone getting a DUI or, you know, to me.
But, and somebody just mentioned the name Michael Jackson. There was a lot of smoke there. No fire, but a lot of smoke. And remember the day he died in June of 2009? People couldn't buy his songs fast enough. You couldn't. And here's a guy who was accused not just of rape, but raping kids. You still hear Michael Jackson music on the radio. It's weird to me, Dana, how we choose which superstars we're going to forgive, and maybe we forgive them in death.
Well, with Michael Jackson, it's weird because you say, like, well, he's a weirdo, but
right.
His music's really good. You know what I mean? I don't know why with that one you still hear all of his songs on the radio.
Oh, my God. My kids know Billie Jean word for word. Thriller came on the other day. They sang it word for word. And guess what? I didn't turn it off. I still enjoy the music. But you can't hear a story about Bill Cosby. What are the two words you always hear? America's dad. And then to think that America's dad may have done this, whereas to use your point, if I may, Michael Jackson was just a weirdo. He was just strange. He was different. He was raised in the spotlight. That's all he knew.
I'm trying to find the age of his youngest victim. The youngest I found so far is 19. And they all say the same thing, Scott. Who was I going to tell? He was, he was Bill Cosby.
Right. 576-7798. We'll get with Jonathan Weir in just a moment. Get a preview of his program coming up right after the 6 o'clock news. Dana Wright, Rudd Babcock. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Get ready to expose yourself. Something different can help you maximize your brand exposure with Facebook advertising. Are you using Facebook ads? Want tips to step up your game? Facebook ads can be highly profitable, and there are many ways to make them more effective. That's where Something Different can help you. Something Different can help find an audience for your business. Something Different can help you advertise on Facebook, Google, YouTube, local TV, and more. Call now to discuss your marketing efforts. 816-753-8000. That's 816-753-8000. Or visit online at somethingdifferent.com.
I was talking with a friend of mine, said a woman that hurt his pride, told him that she loved him so.
Puerto Rico has voted to become the 51st United States.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. I mean, they pay taxes. They send men to the military and women, I'm assuming, too.
They send people to Washington. They just don't get to vote.
Right. So is this a problem for anybody? I don't, other than it messes up the whole nice 50 stars thing.
What are we going to do with the flag?
Oh, we have to change it. We never had to change it before. You're right. Ever. Mm-mm. Well, not since the 1950s.
But they all line up in a row now. I'm not good with this. I like the even number.
Why don't don't let them become a state.
Yes. I've got OCD. I like it the way it is.
So for the flag, mm-hmm. Puerto Rico, you're not allowed.
No. There's no room. I'm sorry.
Because it has to be even.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we should just get rid of another state. What state would you get rid of to keep it even then? That's actually a good question.
Idaho.
Oklahoma? Yeah. Idaho?
Who the hell goes there?
What, people who would need potatoes, that's who.
People would ask who goes to Kansas.
Yeah.
That's probably
just a bunch of wheat farmers.
When I moved here in the 80s as a teenager, I thought, honest to God, we were in Germany and my dad came home with orders that night. And we were sitting around the table. He would tell us all at the same time. And we knew that it was orders day. And he said, we're going to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. And I love this town. I will die in this town. But
someday soon, yes.
Probably sooner rather than later. But I'll never forget looking across the table with my dad and I go, what did you do? Who did you piss off?
Yeah.
That we're going to Kansas.
Well, look, you're not going to Kansas. You're going to the border area.
Yeah.
It's a totally different area.
But now that,
it's not
you
like
know,
you're in Colby.
You're right.
Yeah.
We could get rid of, why doesn't Rhode Island just merge with Connecticut? Just call it a day.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Just merge the states. Just get rid of
Connecticut Island.
Connecticut Island.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Connecticut Island.
There we go. I like that. Then we don't have to get rid of anybody.
Instead of getting rid of one, we add more than one.
Well, then it's 52?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but Dana says she likes the way the stars line up.
Well, you can make 52 work. Who are you going to add? Guam?
Sure.
American Samoa?
We'll call Cuba a state.
The Virgin Islands. You can put the Virgin Islands
the
in.
The Cubans might have a problem with that.
Oh, they'll be fine.
We got to run. On behalf of our producer, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. Jonathan, we're coming up next. Have a great night, Kansas City. Be good. I'm in trouble again and I can't.